I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions are never ending with a nine-year-old at home. It's like rapid fire. The most random things will come out of Carter's mouth. So our deal at home is if he lays off on the questions, he gets to ask one question on air. So it's his very own segment.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
What NFL stadium would you go to?
Definitely football on the mind. If you could go to any NFL stadium, which one would you go to?
Great question. And I'm thinking, I rule out all the Midwest stadiums. Lambeau Field, too cold. Arrowhead, Kansas City, too cold. Buffalo is way too cold on the East Coast. Been to New York. Vegas, because you can party, but I've been there. I want somewhere I can party as well, too, Kelly. So I'm thinking Miami or New Orleans?
Ooh, New Orleans would be fun because of the atmosphere.
The dome is special. And you can just party after. And Miami, great weather, great climate. You can also party after. So I'm leaning there, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I love Everbank Stadium. That's where the Jaguars play. But if I go again, because I've been there before, I'd want to do the pool. Because they have where you can like watch the game
from the pool. That's a great idea.
That looks really cool. But, I mean, if I'm going to have one of those like once-in-a-lifetime go to any stadium, I think I'm going to have to go to Lambeau Field. I know it's going to be cold, so the caveat with that would be I would want to go to Lambeau Field when it's not, like, below freezing. I'm okay with a little snow because I feel like that would add to it.
You'd have to go now.
But, yeah, early in the season. Like, I'm not going when they're like, oh, everybody got frostbite.
See, the issue with that, though, it's historical, yes, you know, the Hall of Fame's there, but it's in a suburb in Green Bay. There's nothing to do after. It's an old, old stadium with, like, wooden seats.
I know. We're talking about the stadium. So which stadium would you want to go see? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
New truck, big lift, old roads, weeping.
Kelly's nine-year-old son, Carter, has me thinking again like he does every Thursday with his inquisitive question.
What NFL stadium would you go to? Me, personally, I would go to the Jaguar Stadium. For one reason, it's beautiful and there's a pool.
That's two reasons.
Well, so be it.
So be it.
There's the nine-year-old attitude that comes with it, too.
Be quiet, Mom.
Yeah. Leave me alone, Mom. It's my segment. I'm going Lambeau Field. I think it's a historic field. I know they just have like the wood benches, but I think that adds to the atmosphere, the fun. I just don't want to be when it's so cold that I might get frostbite.
You will die if you go during January. I'm looking at this a different perspective. I'm looking at it as a good time and a good city to have fun as well. 951 says Cowboys, 100% the best stadium to see. I could rock Dallas.
That would be a good one. 909 says Gillette Stadium for sure. Guy, you mentioned that you wanted to go to the Dolphin Stadium. They say it's not as glamorous as fun as you think, because the humidity is awful.
I didn't think about that. Especially in October, it is awful. I've lived in Florida for a while.
Christina in Rancho, what NFL stadium are you going to?
I would have to go to Arrowhead.
To go watch the Chiefs or to go try and get a glimpse of Taylor?
To go watch the Chiefs. I'm not a Swiftie.
You're not a Swiftie.
I'm a Kelce fan, but not a Swiftie.
You're not worried about the cold?
No, I can handle that. Get a heated jacket.
Christina's prepared. She knows what she's doing. She sounds like a pro. Carla in Ontario, where are you going?
I would go to Lambeau all day.
Okay. Are you feeling me, though? It has to be the right weather.
I've been when it's cold and rainy, and I've been when it's hot. So it's fine. The people there are amazing. You can't park in the stadium. They have deep fried cheese curds.
See there, guy? You didn't mention that, and I'm surprised. What stadium has the best food?
The cheese will be frozen.
It's fried, not frozen, okay, guys?
Time for another.
For Carter's question, what NFL stadium would you want to visit?
Indianapolis Stadium, the name of it.
Colts?
Where the Colts play?
In Indianapolis. Yes, where the Colts play.
It's indoors, so you're away from the cold.
Yes.
Have you been there before?
I passed by it in the parking lot.
Close enough. You're like, that looks cool. I want to see it.
Yeah, and same with the Tennessee Titans stadium. Oh, haven't Nashville been inside, cool. Only on the outside.
Yeah, Nashville would be fun because you could definitely party after.
I didn't think about that. That'd go on my list, too.
Oh, yes.
Abraham and San Bernardino, what NFL stadium would you visit?
I'm a Rams fan, but, I mean, we've been to SoFi plenty of times. I would love to do something in the heat. Maybe New York or something like that.
MetLife Stadium?
Yeah. Buffalo or something like that.
You got to take into consideration the weather in Buffalo.
Yeah, from California, we'll probably die out there.
Yeah, but when you see all the Buffalo fans, I don't think it bothers them. Either the ones, like, I have friends. My friend Christine's a Buffalo fan, and she's been out there. After a few shots, and you start breaking tables, you're good.
It doesn't bother them at all. They're unbelievable, but me personally, I'd die.
I don't like the cold either, but I feel like for some of these fields, it would be worth it because it's part of the experience. Yeah, like 951, Lambeau Field, go Pat, go.
A bunch of people have said that. 951 here says, Denver was a blast and Power High at Mile High Stadium. Saw Green Bay and my Packers lose to the Broncos fans, but was happy.
I actually went by that stadium last time I was in Denver, and it was a beautiful stadium.
It is. I've been to it a few times when I worked in Denver. But again, one time I was freezing cold. I couldn't even drink. If I say no to a drink,
oh gosh,
that's not worth going to.
It's the end of the world. Guy couldn't drink and watch football.
Yes, it's not the end of the world, but let's be honest, it's close to the end of the world.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.